Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Policy Committee meeting for AMATS of Thursday, May 19, 2016, getting underway promptly at 13:30. Do we have a quorum?
We do.
We do have a quorum. Thank you. Is there any audience participation?
No.
Okay. Item number two is minutes of the March 24, 2016 minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review? I have a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same? Hearing none, they are approved. Item number three, staff reports. Attachment 3A, Curtis Baker, financial progress report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you see on attachment 3A, if you look at the final grand total AMATS budget, you'll see that we've spent about 73% of the budget. This is through the end of April. We still have 2 months to go. We roughly are, spending, I believe, we're kind of projecting about maybe a little less than $200,000 carryover to go into next year's budget, which will, help with the Connecting Communities planning grants that we've got out applications for now. But the budget's in good shape. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer it.
Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion and I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same. The motion is carried. Item 3B, technical progress report. Curtis Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. With the technical progress report, the only thing I want to let you know is you're going to see a presentation today about the freight plan. We've already completed a few of the other components of the plan, and this will continue as we move forward into 2017. Our long-range plan is due in May of 2017, so a lot of the prep work we're doing right now is going into that long-range plan, trying to identify the projects that we want to see recommended in the plan. Also, just to let everyone know, the Connecting Communities Planning Grant will be, those applications are due on May 27th. We've had a lot of interest and a lot of communities that are looking to apply, so I would definitely encourage you to apply if you're able to. And then also, finally, in the last month, Federal Highway has approved the final performance measures for safety, which is looking at certain traffic crash things at, I believe it's 5-year intervals instead of 3-year intervals, and they're performance measures that the states are all going to have to adopt, and then the MPOs are going to have to adopt. Safety is just one of them. There's going to be some on asset management, congestion, things like that, but so we might be expecting to see some things that we'll have to do that will change based on some of those requirements. But with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Seeing none, moving forward. Item 3C, AMATS Federal Firm Report. Item 3C, AMATS Federal Firm Report. Victor Bodizon.
Thank you. So our fiscal year 2016 is wrapping up. It ends at the end of June, but ODOT closes their books June 10th. So we can't have any coverage for that. So 2016 is shaping up to be our largest year, both in terms of number of projects and dollar amount. Originally, it was going to be about $40 million, but last week we heard that Crossroad and Streetsboro went out to bid, only got one bidder, which was 18% over the engineer's estimate. So anything over 10% is subject to be thrown out anyway. So both ODOT and Streetsboro agreed to move that project into the wintertime to try to get better bids. So what that means, that was a CMAQ project. Those funds got moved, will not get moved into 17. It's about $4.5 million. That's part of the statewide CMAQ funding committee, so I relayed that information to them and were able to absorb it as a statewide committee by moving up some projects that were 17, moving them up into 16. So that's not going to affect the overall statewide CMAQ program, but the Streetsboro will be subject to negative 10 points when they reapply for the future. The rest of the projects seem to be on schedule, so about $40 million for this year. taking up that crossroad project. We're probably at about $35 million, which still is our largest year. I think the last second largest year of expenditures is about $26 million. And we have a project review meeting scheduled for early June, so at that point we'll know. Talking with the district, all the rest of those projects should be moving forward. So we should be go good. We'll know for sure in early June if we have that project review. Other thing I want to mention is for fiscal year 2017, project cost increases. It's a lot smaller program. We have leftover budget in that year, so we will give the 15% increases to the projects that are eligible. So we are actually almost finishing that process of contacting all the sponsors. Next time you see our table, in a couple months, it'll show the revised amounts for those projects. So if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Seeing none, moving forward. Item number 4A, 2016 freight plan, Jeff Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item 4A, your mail out. The purpose of the freight plan is to identify freight moving assets in the AMAS area, develop and maintain data and analytics tools that we can use as part of the planning process to gain an understanding of the needs of the stakeholders, public and private, and to incorporate freight into the planning process in terms of developing performance measures, to set and achieve those performance measures, and in terms of the TIP and the regional transportation plan to fund needed projects ultimately. Our freight moving assets in the area comprise the highway system, which are public rights of way, our traditional destination of federal funding in terms of metropolitan planning. And in terms of funding those projects, the most important are those that are in the national highway system. In terms of the rail system, we have the private and publicly owned rail assets in the AMATS area. Norfolk Southern and CSX are the two largest private rail carriers in the area, and Metro RTA owns some rail assets as well. They are non-operational, but they do have some current freight service on a section of those rail lines in the area. We have one regional airport, however, it does not carry much freight movement. Columbus Rickenbacker carries most of the freight movement by air in the area. And we have had no maritime freight movement in the AMATS area since 1913. The obstacles to moving freight. On the highway side, we have congestion related to delays, particularly at the peak hours, and we have issues related to safety in terms of geometrics and bottlenecks, particularly in the central interchange, and we have intersections that may or may not meet current standards or needs for the movement of freight. On the rail side, we have choke points and congestion in a number of locations due to the non-upgrade of past rail lines and the difficulties of accessing rail from the highway to and back and forth between highway and rail. And since they're privately owned, any congestion on the rail lines are up to the rail providers to address as they please. One in the freight report is on page 7. It shows daily truck volumes. The two sections in the area with the highest truck volumes are State Route 82 in Macedonia and I-76, I-77 in central Akron. In order to improve our system performance, ODOT has sponsored several projects on I-76 throughout the MS area and on I-271 in the northern part of Summit County. MS also is trying their best to improve freight operations and highway movement the majority of MS projects are not capacity related. Only 7% of the MS projects are capacity related. They tend to be preservation maintenance projects as well as operational improvements such as intersection turn lanes, signal upgrades, or roundabouts. ODOT-sponsored projects are making highly significant improvements to I-76 and I-271, and they're currently improving the main Broadway interchange with I-76. Map 2 in the freight report is on page 10. It shows rail ownership and traffic volume in the AMATS area. The number of trains per day does vary on each of those rail lines. Some of the data that we use in the report is over 5 years old. The data comes from PUCO, the ORDC, the Ohio Rail Development Commission. The rail line daily usage is based on private data, which is turned over to the public, so some of that data is not always up to date. But Norfolk Southern, their lines through Macedonia and Twinsburg are the highest traveled rail lines in the area. On page 17 of your report, you see map 3. These are our highway freight problem areas. Truck crash locations are overlaid over congested areas showing locations where improvements are needed. In terms of improvements, you'll see a truck turned over there due to a tight turn on the ramp. As a result, ODOT is sponsoring projects throughout I-76, and this is a central interchange of 76-77 Route 8 in Akron. They're making improvements to the ramps there so you don't have that. And then here we have a car versus a train. Usually the train wins. This is in Barberton. This happened in February at 6:15 in the morning. Someone was late for work, apparently. So we took a look at, on page 22, railroad crossing in the AMATS area, our number one need there, if you want to call that. Looking at trains per day compared with the vehicle per day, we'll see Broad Boulevard, 32 trains per day, and an ADT of almost 15,000 cars. It might be difficult to improve that or separate the grade there due to the close proximity of State Route 8. But separating the grade is the safest alternative to eliminating conflicts between vehicles and trains. This is just a quick analysis. There are other factors to take into account when looking at a rail grade separation, and Broad Boulevard may be impractical, as we said, because of the close proximity to Route 8. You'll see at number 6, Hines Hill Road in Hudson. It can actually be a worse congested at-grade crossing because the train stopped in the middle of the tracks there due to congestion in Macedonia. So we have 62 trains per day there, which was the reported number of trains per day. That can vary, of course, from day to day. But right now, Hudson is trying to address that by separating the grades at location. Map 4, which is on page 21 of your report, maps those locations that are just shown. This is an example of a successful grade separation project. It was completed in July of 2013 on Highland Road in Macedonia. As a result, you have reduced delays, reduced congestion, and improved air quality, particularly in regards to the high truck traffic on Highland Road there. So we are attempting to support grade separation where it's needed the most. The funding is available. For the freight plan, we're making several recommendations to address congestion and safety locations on the highway side, to improve rail, highway, and airport interface and access in the area, to support rail and highway grade separation, to reduce congestion and improve safety. Our next step is to ask for your approval of this report and to highlight freight needs as part of the congestion management process and the development of the next regional transportation plan. In addition, we will be developing performance measures and goals in coordination with ODOT. Are there any questions?
Questions, comments, concerns? I will entertain a motion to accept the 2016 freight plan.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed the same. Hearing none, motion carried. Item number 5, new business, funding policy subcommittee. First off, I would like to really thank everybody that participated. We had
23.
We had 23 people submit recommendations, and from that 23, we went down through, and as you can see by attachment 5A, we've appointed 9 people to it, including both of the Summit Portage County Engineer. Mayor Scherer is going to chair it, and we got equal representation by the large and the small, large and small communities. Questions, comments, concerns? Are you guys happy with the way that it worked out?
No.
Where do you go, Dave?
Dave.
You're on there.
I know.
Well, either you recommended yourself or somebody recommended you. Hey, it's just something else you can do, Dave. Your days aren't busy enough. Well, we need a motion to accept this as a the new funding policy subcommittee. Do I have that motion?
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed the same? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you, folks.
Excellent.
Item number 6. Resolution 2016-06, attachment 6A in your packet, approving the fiscal year 2017 transportation planning work program and budget. Jeff Gardner.
Annually, the MS Policy Committee adopts a work program and budget for the upcoming fiscal year. The fiscal year begins July 1st. The work program identifies the staff planning activities that will take place in the upcoming fiscal year and describes the funding sources that will be used to pay for them. A draft of the FY 2017 work program was approved by this committee in January. It was subsequently submitted to ODOT and the Federal Highway Administration for their review and comment. No significant changes to the work program were requested at that time. The major elements of the work program remain the same as the version approved in January. This includes the development of a new TIP according to the standard 2-year cycle, as well as a new regional transportation plan through the year 2040 with the input studies that are needed for its production. The staff will also be performing the standard traffic counting program annually. The local share amount remains the same as the one approved in January. Approximately $152,000 in local share dues is requested in order to fund a total budget of just under $1.7 million for metropolitan planning. The local share amount and the total budget are less than last year's. The staff is requesting approval of the FY 2017 work program. And I'm pleased to answer any questions you might have.
Seeing and hearing none, I will entertain a motion to approve Resolution 2016-06.
So
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same. Hearing none, motion carries. Item number 6B, Resolution 2016-07, reaffirming the approval of the Regional Transportation Plan and the Transportation Improvement Program and affirming the consistency between the Regional Transportation Plan, the Transportation Improvement Program, and the State Implementation Plan. Item 6, attachment 6B in your packet. And Mr. Gardner, you're on deck again.
Resolution 2016-07 affirms AMAT's annual approval of the current Regional Transportation Plan. This is a resolution that we pass every May. It's, the Policy Committee is required to ODOT the federal government to reaffirm our regional transportation plan, transportation outlook. The same resolution also reaffirms the existing TIP, which was approved last year with its subsequent amendments. And it also affirms the consistency of both of these documents with the state implementation plan, the SIP, for air quality conformity. Are there any questions regarding resolution 2016-07?
Hearing none, I need a motion to for 2016-07.
So moved.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same. Hearing none, motion carries. On that same attachment, we have resolution 2016-08, certification of the urban transportation planning process. This is just part of this program. And I would entertain a motion to pass that. Oh, you want to go with something?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that we have to pass both of these resolutions in order to remain certified as a metropolitan planning organization. We pass both of these every year, and the second resolution just certifies the policy committee is certifying that AMAS continues to conduct the planning process in compliance with all applicable federal regulations.
Move to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same. Hearing none, motion carries. Is there any other business? Seeing none, our next regular meeting is Thursday, July 21st, 2016 at 1:30 p.m. right here in this room at 1307 East Market Street in Akron, Ohio. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.